Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 9 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for this show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of the Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is basically diving deeper into themes and ideas that are part of the songs on the album. And well, this year, 2020, is a leap year, which means February's paycheck has to last a day longer. And February 29th is also known as a leap day, or as leap day. I wasn't going to talk about the leap day, but I decided to jump on the bandwagon. Ha! Get it? Jump on the... never mind. Of course, there's lots of lame jokes going on at the moment about what they call leap day. Someone asked me if I'm playing a hip-hop gig on the 29th this year. I rolled my eyes and said he shouldn't jump to conclusions just because it's a leap day. I have thought of taking advantage of my kids' big imaginations and, instead of the usual entertainment options available to them, tell them that on the 29th of February this year, kids around the world play only hopscotch. So, a leap year is a calendar year containing an additional day added to keep the calendar year synchronized with the astronomical or seasonal year. You may or may not know that one common thought or tradition on February 29th is that it's also considered a woman's chance to ask a man to marry them. I'm not sure how much this applies nowadays, but still it's prevalent in some countries. Also, in different places around the world, there's some other pretty random things that crop up when it's a leap year. Of course, who knows how many people take these things entirely seriously. But here are some. In many European countries, such as Denmark, tradition says any man who refuses a woman's proposal on February 29th has to buy her 12 pairs of gloves. Yes, 12. Seems slightly excessive, doesn't it? But apparently the intention behind the winter wear is that they can hide the woman's embarrassment of not having an engagement ring. In Italy, they have sayings about leap years, and they are a bit gloomy. Apparently, one saying goes, "Anno Benetto, Anno Funesto," which means leap year, gloomy year. It basically means, don't plan any special activities like a wedding. And the reason? Well, one of the sayings, which translated, means in a leap year, women are erratic. In Russia, they reckon leap years are associated with freak weather and a high risk of dying. In Taiwan, there's a superstition that parents are thought more likely to die during a leap year. Because of this, a married daughter should return home during the leap month and bring pig trotter noodles to her parents to wish them good health and good fortune. Well, I wonder what my British mother-in-law would say to that if my wife brought that home for dinner. So here's a question for you and me. What could we achieve with one extra day in your year? I recently listened to a soundbite of Arnold Schwarzenegger, which had been doing the rounds on social media over the last couple of years. And he talks about how to achieve your goals and your vision with the time that you have. There's lots to take away from that, but I find myself wondering, what do we do with our extra day? And how do we make the most of it? Leave a comment and let us know what you would do. And also, don't forget to visit us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryankolder.co.za, where you get all the details. Until next time, milk that extra day for all it's worth and keep pondering the great deep.